Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
From the Race Across America studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas, and we're on the line with Vic Armijo, checking in from Oceanside with an update on the Race Across the West solo field. Vic, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us on, George. I always love talking with you on these pre-Ramster shows.
So what's the mood like? Excited as ever?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ram headquarters opened like 5 minutes ago. I was down there about an hour and a half ago, and there were already crew members and crew chiefs wanting to come in and get stuff taken care of. You know, they're champing at the bit to get something started.
Normally, I'd be driving there right now. It's really weird not to be on the road. So, anyway, can't wait to hear about the Race Across the West solo field. There's a lot of people racing this year.
Yeah, we've got 28 solos, and a good number of them are rookies. In fact, a majority of the field are rookies. So that just shows you something about the health of ultra cycling. You know, these are folks who may or may not have Ram on the horizon for them, but it's a great stepping stone.
Now, three of the solos are women.
Yeah, yeah. Among them is Dorina Vaccaroni, from as the name says, from Italy. And she's actually an Olympic gold medalist. She's got bronze and silver and gold medals to her credit. She was in five different Olympics, but she was not in the Olympics as a cyclist. She was a fencer, you know, sword fighting. And it's going to be interesting to see what she does. She's in the 50 to 59 category. And then also coming back from last year is Christy Patrick. She's in the 40 to 49, and she's kind of a interesting story. She pretty much came out of nowhere. She was a weekend cyclist, never really done any racing, but she said she always felt like she was fast. She was a mountain biker before, and then her boyfriend bought her a road bike, and she rode with him and realized that she was stronger and wanted to go longer than he did. And so she did the Belgium Waffle Ride here in San Diego County a couple of years ago and got third. And, you know, that's a tough, tough event. And so she came out to Borrego Springs and did the 6-12-24 in 2016, got third. With well over 300 miles. She came back last year and upped that mileage. She did Raw last year, made it all the way to Kayenta, you know, just before Monument Valley, and that's when her neck started to give out. And she was a complete rookie. I mean, she didn't even have a crew until just a few days before. So I'm sure she learned a lot. She's coming back, and I think we'll probably see her in Durango. And then the other woman is Ann Moore. She was to be on a four-rider team last year, and like 2 weeks prior, in what was to be her last big mileage pre-Ram training day, she crashed and broke some bones, tore her rotator cuff. But she's back. She's a triathlete who's done a lot of the tough events, including the Norseman Extreme in Norway, which is rated to be one of the toughest triathlons in the world. And it'll be interesting to see what she does. She's also in the under 50 category, and she's a trainer. She's the owner of Anmore Endurance Coaching.
Now, in the men's field, I'm very familiar with one of the riders, Chris Ramsey from Portland, who. Phenomenal athlete, and as an aside, he happens to have MS. So really excited to see him out there, and I really want to see him come into Durango.
Yeah. He came out last year. He made it 600 and something miles before he had to DNF, and being a rookie, I'm sure he learned a lot. Although he's pretty adept at ultra cycling. He was a crew chief for Team Psycho, a four person Ram team back in 2007. But as he told me last year in our pre-raw interview that the exercise and the careful diet that an athlete like him has to adhere to really helps with his MS. It helps stave off the symptoms. So that's something for anybody out there with MS to be inspired by.
Who else do we have?
Well, we've got Tony Musso Rafite. This is his second attempt at finishing raw on a fixed gear. For those out there who don't know, a fixed gear is like a track bike. There's no ratcheting device in the rear hub. You can't coast. You can back off, but you know the wheel's still turning. It's still turning the cranks. There's no freewheeling. He tried last year. Don't recall how far he made it, but I think he made it more than halfway.
I thought he got to around Cottonwood.
Yeah.
And he is on a fixie, not a single speed. That's incredible to watch those guys descend. I mean, coming down, I'm thinking down into Jerome off of Mingus Mountain. That's going to be insane.
Oh, God, yeah. We followed Christoph Strasser one year down that, and our tires are squealing keeping up with Christoph. So imagine not being able to coast around those corners. Oh. And, you know, Tony is really adept at riding a fixie. We see him every year at the 6-12-24 in Borrego Springs and always on a fixie. And who else do we have? Philippe May. Here's another interesting guy with a sporting background outside of cycling. He's a ski instructor, and you know how wacky those guys are.
Oh, yeah.
he's one of only five men to have ever skied at over 250 kilometers an hour. That's 156 miles an hour.
Which I believe that's the speed of a free fall, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's kind of the magic number.
yeah, that's in the prone position. If you stand on your head and jump out of, as you jump out of the plane, you can get a closer to 180 or so. But yeah, in the classic skydiving prone position, that's about the speed you get. Who else do we have? Well, we have from Canada. I'm not sure if his name is pronounced Danny or Danny. It's Danny with one N, Bonneville. And he's done in the U.S. He's done the Silver State 508, and he's also one of those wackies who likes to put on bike events, you know, like I do and you do. He puts on an event in Canada. It's an 808-kilometer Ram qualifier called the Bonneville 808 Challenge.
Wow, all you need now is a ski instructor who puts on events. Oops.
Oh, yeah. That would be totally insane, not just partially. let's see. We have an American rider coming back, James Jason Ingles. He came out last year. He made it all the way to Salome, Arizona, 342 miles in before he packed it in. He's 44. He's a flight instructor from Orlando, Florida. So you'd think he'd be used to heat, but last year was really hot and it was a dry heat. And actually, it looks like they may have a little bit nicer conditions. On the first day when they hit Borrego Springs, it'll be 106, which for Borrego Springs is not bad, considering I talked with Christoph Strasser last week and it was 115 the day I talked with him.
Ooh.
So 106 is going to be a bit cooler. And then the next day, as they go through Congress, it's only going to be in the 90s, 95,
really?
96, somewhere in there. Yeah.
Wow, the last couple of years, it's been in the teens up there.
Yeah. We always, Ram Media One, we're always in Congress until late morning, and by the time we leave at 11 o'clock or so, it's already over 100. So we're going to welcome some cooler temperatures, and I'm sure the riders are too.
I hope there's some favorable winds as well.
From the UK, we've got Geoff Spencer-Jones. He's a rookie as far as doing raw, but He was on a Ram 8-person team back in 2010, also on a Ram 4-person team back in 2015. And as far as his U.S. experience, he has done the Silver State 508 also. He did that in 2015. There's been a lot of riders from India in the last few years. There's really an emerging ultra cycling following there. Thanks a lot to the efforts of Divya Tate. You know, she puts on events there. Another one of those wackos who likes to put on events. And Krishna Prakash, he's primarily a triathlete. He's a civil servant there in India. He's proud to be the first civil servant from India to complete an Ironman. And he's got a nice quote that any Ironman triathlete will appreciate. It is iron that will make you an Ironman. Or, I'm sorry, it is an iron will that will make you an Ironman. And that's something you need to complete raw, that's for sure.
And is he going to be the first soloist from India to do Race Across the West?
You know, that's a good question. I'm pretty certain we've had solo starters. Yeah, I don't know that we've had a finisher.
I don't think we've had a finisher.
I'll have to look that up.
Okay.
Yeah, that's something that we need to talk about. If he is indeed, if he's not the first, he's one of a few, one of a very few.
I'm glad to see someone doing raw.
Yeah, yeah. And Matthew Geis, he's an American racing in the under 50 category, and he's another one of those guys who, while he's a rookie as far as being a solo raw rider, he does have some pretty extensive experience with the Ram and Raw organization. He was on an 8-person team back in 2012, on a 4-person Ram team in 2014, and just 2 years ago was on a 2-person Raw team. And as a lot of these riders do, he's using his racing to raise funds for a charity, and his is the Ben Curtis Family Foundation, that its mission is to alleviate childhood hunger.
Now, Race Across the West starts the same day as Race Across America, correct?
Yes, it does. In fact, they start first at noon. The teams begin starting at one-minute intervals, and then we go with the solos. And once the last one's off, we take about a 20-minute break, change the banner on the big inflatable arch, and then we start doing the Ram Riders. And by the time the last Ram Rider off, which will be Christoph Strasser, it's getting pretty close to 2:00.
And follow along at raceacrossamerica.org. There's a couple of places to follow along on the site, aren't there?
Well, for Raw, you go to raceacrossthewest.org, and there's the leaderboard that gives you the verified standings based on the last time station they've called in from, and then the live tracking will be started on the day of the race, and each rider has a transponder that they carry, and you can watch their little blip go across the country, but owing to the fact that these are electronic devices and sometimes things go wacky, somebody might forget to charge a battery or something, what you see there is kind of unofficial. You know, sometimes people get excited, oh, our rider's in the lead, not knowing that the two riders ahead of them are having issues with their transponder. But it's still fun to watch. For the official standings, go to the leaderboard on the raceacrossthewest.org website.
Or there's always the, whoops, I left the transponder in the crew vehicle, and gosh, that rider's moving quickly.
Or I got into the pool in Congress with my transponder in my jersey pocket, or, yeah, any number of things.
Now, also, Ram Media One is going to be doing some updates with the Raw field as well, correct?
Yes, we will. We will. Ram Media One, we start with the solos, and we cover Raw, the Raw riders as much as we can. And then we also have a media crew stationed in Durango that covers them as they finish. And they do backtrack the course a little bit. They'll go as far back as Cortez, sometimes even Monument Valley, and give them some coverage as they come in. Facebook is really the best place for up to the most up-to-date coverage, the Race Across the West Facebook. That's the quickest and easiest way for the media crew to post in the field. You know, we're We're driving in Dodge Caravans with a little Wi-Fi unit, and you know, sometimes we don't always have a signal, and we do our best to get stuff up as quickly as possible.
Well, Vic, thanks very much for taking the time to chat with us. Hoping we can connect tomorrow to chat about the teams.
Looking forward to it, George.
All right. Coming to us from Oceanside, Vic Armijo from Race Across America and from the Race Across America studios in Boulder, Colorado. I'm George Thomas.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.